With the darker evenings now upon us, the longer nights, we're just reminding everybody of the importance of locking up and lighting up. Ensure your property is well secured at all times, that whether you're residing in the property or, as you said, if it's a vacant property, ensure that it's always secured. Leave some lights on inside and out, even if you're not going to be at home. Leave the place well lit up. Don't keep large amounts of cash in your house. If you have valuables such as jewellery, antique jewellery or expensive jewellery that you must keep in your home, please ensure that you have a good quality safe and affix it to a wall to store your jewellery in. And take a record of your jewellery and photograph any expensive jewellery that you might have in your possession. Always report any type of suspicious activity in your area or neighbourhood to Gardaí.
Can I hold you up on that one? I think that this is a critical part of this, and it's always been the case, regardless of if there's a guard in every corner. You know, we are the eyes and ears of each other. And I know there are organised neighbourhood watch and all that type of stuff, but I just wonder if we should twitch the curtains a bit more. Do you know what I mean? That I wonder, are we sort of gone someone else to do it, or it's nothing, or it doesn't affect me?
And sometimes maybe people are hesitant to ring. They think it's nothing and being silly. You know, it's not. Please do ring us if you see anything at all that stands out. Even a vehicle in your area, if you see it driving slowly past houses, pulling in at vacant houses, anything, just report it.
Yeah, because the way I would look at it is if I was standing on a pier and I saw a empty kayak float past, I know exactly what I would do.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. So on land, if you see something that you know yourself doesn't seem right, do the same thing. You ring the emergency service.
Exactly. And often after the event, when we would carry out house-to-house inquiries following, you know, a spate of burglary, say, in a neighbourhood, and people would then say, you know, funny, I did see a car in the area that I didn't regularly. I thought it was a bit funny at the time, but ring us when it's happening. Ring us and let us know when you see that car, when you see that person or that activity happening. Ring us straight away so we can dispatch a car out to the area to check it out.
Now, we're also sort of bogus callers, I suppose, calling around, and the next piece of advice overlaps into that as well.
Yeah, and I know it was widely reported in the media, I think not too far from here, the other side of the border recently, there was a bogus caller entered an elderly lady's home. And we had bogus callers in Donegal within the past few weeks also selling generators and offering to carry out various types of DIY work at people's homes. So we're advising people, particularly anybody who lives alone, well, everybody really, don't allow anybody access to your home unless you know them or you're confident that they're genuine and have a valid reason to be there. So, for instance, if you had booked, you know, maybe somebody to come to carry out a genuine tradesperson to come to your home, don't let anybody into your house unless you know them.
Yeah.
Use a chain lock also for extra security.
For sure, because we know how this works. It's been around for years. We know the services that are offered. We know the items that are offered. But we also know in this day and age, everyone's flat out. You know what I mean? No one's coming around offering work. So then what it comes down to then, it must be the persuasive abilities of the con person potentially.
Yeah,
that's what we really, I think, ultra need to be protective of. Not be afraid to upset. Don't feel you have to open the door. Don't be afraid to ring the guards. Because I think everybody knows that no one's got spare tar from a job the council are doing up the road, and rather than throw it out, they're going to throw it on your drive.
Yeah, no genuine tradesperson's going to call, as you said. They're not going to call door to door. You know, they advertise in the official manner. They don't call door to door offering their services. But I think where some people are caught out maybe is not maybe so much tradespeople, but people that are there, you know, purporting to be there on behalf of a company, maybe, an electrical company or carrying out a survey or things like that. No matter who the person is, if you don't know them, don't let them into your house. That's it.
That chain lock's a great defence, because you can open the door and not feel ignorant, but the door's closed, effectively.
And we do have bogus caller cards too, if anybody would like to call to the station, any of the 24-hour stations, Buncrana, Milford, Ballyshannon or Letterkenny. We have bogus caller cards there that you keep inside your door with a pen. It's numerous cards within an A4 sheet. You tear off the cards if somebody's at your door. You pass it out through the letterbox with a pen and tell them to write their details on it and that you'll be in touch with them should you require their services.
Instantly shows that you know what's what.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
And also, we have our own crime prevention officer. His services are there anyway as well too, for any bits and pieces of advice or maybe if someone's organising something.
Sergeant Fergus McGrory there. He's our Divisional Crime Prevention Officer. He's available if anybody wants any advice for additional security measures around their business or home. He can be contacted in Letterkenny on 91 67 100. And we just, before I finish on that, I'd like to ask people also, please do, over the winter months now, the coming months, please check in on elderly and vulnerable neighbours, family members and friends. And if it's somebody who lives alone who you're aware of that doesn't have many family members maybe in their area and you do think they need a bit of extra assistance, don't hesitate to contact us and we'll get the relevant services in to assist them.